Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty I am free at last. The kids are back to school. I have the house all to myself during the day for some nice and quiet and peace. How's it going, Shenaniganites? This is Finny. With me, as always, my brother from another mother, Nick, here to talk about some fun times.
Fun times all the time, right? I mean, that's what life's all about. You got to have some fun. If you don't have some fun, you're fucked.
It's sad when our fun is the kids going back to school, so they don't annoy the hell of a hell out of us during the week. You can see I'm already tired from being annoyed from the kiddos. It's nice that they're back in school and burning out the energy before they get to the house.
Yeah, man. It's interesting, you know. I mean, because like all our Georgia friends went back a couple weeks ago, and
I know.
Lisa,
suckers.
Exactly. Lisa was talking to one of her friends this afternoon, and they went back to school for one day, and the entire family has COVID.
From
one day of school, the entire family has COVID, all four of them. Like,
wow.
Holy shit, man. What are we in for this year? Good God almighty.
Well, I got a fun COVID story.
All right, let's hear it. COVID.
So, my CEO gave the whole office COVID at my job.
Oh, Jesus.
He didn't know, man. He came in, everything was going well, and then all of a sudden, like, the next morning I get an email and had to go back home, because, like, I go in the office a few days here and there, and then it's like, all right, am I good? Was good. My brother's flying in to come and visit.
Yep.
And the night he gets in, pop positive for the test. So it's like, and then I tanked. And I was down for about a week, and then he goes to fly back home. I've been quarantined, hadn't really got to spend time with him, and I pop negative and finally get over it. And
Shit. Man, that's crazy. See, that's crazy to me, right? So since we recorded our last podcast, I have been on 4 airplanes. That, you know what? Let's go into that real quick. Let's just talk. Let's talk All right. about let's talk about American Airlines. I'm going to call out American Airlines here. It was by far the worst experience I've ever had on a flight. Right. So going into this Michigan trip, we went up to Michigan for a family reunion, which was fantastic. Got to see some old friends I hadn't seen in 25 plus years. So it was great. But to fly up, we had to fly American Airlines because my parents went. It was a direct flight. They wouldn't have to deal with getting off the airport, changing planes, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
So American Airlines. The rudest flight attendants I have ever dealt with. And I've flown quite a bit. When I tell you, there was a guy, I had an aisle seat because I'm 6'7", right? I got to have an aisle. Got to be able to put my feet out somewhere. So when I tell you the flight attendant, this was a male flight attendant. And I say male just because, you know, when you say flight attendant, you normally would think female. No, this was a dude. So this guy to the right of me is dead ass asleep. I mean, dead ass asleep. He's snoring like a motherfucker, which is fine with me. I don't give a shit. Enjoy your snore. I got headphones in. I'm cool. So they're coming by with the cart, right, to give drinks out. And the flight attendant is like, you know, hey, do you want something to drink? What do you want? This guy didn't respond. He was asleep. This motherfucking flight attendant, bro, took a handful of napkins and threw him in his face to wake him up.
Wow.
Threw them in his face. Now, it was just napkins. I get it. But, dude, I saw that and, like, my jaw dropped. I was like, oh, my God. Not only did they talk to you shitty, But then this dude gets napkins thrown in his face because he's dead ass asleep. Maybe he didn't want to drink. Leave him alone.
Usually they pass by you, though, when that happens. Usually they just like, okay, they're not awake. We're going to pass you on. And they just move forward.
100%. And this dude decided he didn't like it. So he threw napkins in the guy's face.
That was some shenanigans right there.
It was unbelievable.
Straight up shenanigans.
It was unbelievable. So that's not the end of the story. So we get to Michigan and the plane starts to, you know, everybody gets up, plane's on the ground. We're at the gate. And this dude in front of me gets up and I got flip-flops on because it's fucking summer, man. I wear flip-flops. I didn't even take shoes to Michigan. I just wore flip-flops. So I go to get up and the dude in front of me stands up and is literally crushing my foot. Stands directly on my foot. And I'm like, dude, get off my foot. And so I start pushing him. Like I'm shoving him off my foot. He's not moving. I'm like, sir, you have to get off my foot. Get off my fucking foot. And he was like, I thought you were pushing me to go forward. I was like, I was pushing you to go forward. You were on my fucking toes. Just crushing my feet, man. Unbelievable. And okay, so that's not even the end of it, right? So we get to Michigan. Everything's cool. We flew up on Thursday and we were supposed to fly home on Sunday. So at 10:45 on Saturday night, 10:45, we have to get up at 4 a.m. to get to the airport. 10:45, I get a text from American Airlines saying your flight's been canceled.
Ooh.
And I'm going, what the fuck? It's 10:45. I have to be up in a couple hours to get to the airport. So at 10:45, me and my sister are both on the phone trying to get a hold of American Airlines. Like, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you putting us on a flight? So like 15 minutes, well, it was probably about 45 minutes later, I get a text saying, hey, we rescheduled your flight. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's great. You redeemed yourself. Not so fast. Okay. Not so fast. They rescheduled our flight for Monday at 5 p.m.
Sunday a day later?
At 6 a.m. They shut down all American Airlines flights on that Sunday. They shut them all down. Exactly. So we're on the phone, me and my sister both trying to find some shit. And so finally we're like, look, we need to find a flight out on Sunday. So eventually we got a Delta flight out of Grand Rapids. So we went from Grand Rapids to Detroit, which is a puddle jump. I mean, you're up in the air for 30 minutes and you're down in Detroit. 30-minute layover in Detroit, or I'm sorry, no, 3-hour layover in Detroit.
Which isn't a bad layover. Detroit's got a nice airport. Oh, I've been Detroit, there. I liked it.
Man, what a gorgeous airport. I was super impressed. Like, I had really been there too. I had been there back in 2008 when my aunt passed, and it was gorgeous then. But man, they made some upgrades, and holy shit, it was nice. So one thing I will say is Delta really redeemed my faith in flying, because the flight attendants, male and female, were fantastic. The captains were right there at the door to greet you on your way in, greet you on your way out. Everybody was super nice. They got us to where we needed to go in a timely fashion, and nobody was a fucking douchebag. So American Airlines can suck a dick. I will never fly American Airlines again. It was the worst experience of my life, man. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I've never seen that type of treatment of people before.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't your flight get delayed leaving and getting there?
It did. So yeah, our flight, cause we drove to Charlotte, right? So I'm in Asheville. We drove to Charlotte, which is about 2 hours, from where we are. So we drove to Charlotte and we get to the airport, get through baggage claim baggage check and security and all that. And so we go in, it's just me and my mom and dad. And so we go in and, you know, it's 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, where's the nearest bar? You know what I mean? So we went and had some like breakfast, quote unquote. I had beers.
liquid breakfast.
Right. But I got a text I don't remember the time. I think I got a text at 9:30 saying, hey, your flight's been moved up to 11:30 to a gate that's on the other side of the airport. So I look at my dad and I'm like, hey, we got bumped up to 11:30, which is awesome. We'd be into Grand Rapids so much earlier. have, you know, more than half the day. So not 7 minutes later, I get a text saying your flight's now pushed out to 3 p.m. Arrive in Grand Rapids. Arrive in Grand Rapids at like 5:45 or 5:50, whatever it is. So yeah, not only did we get shafted on the way home, we also got shafted on the way there. But it's
now,
you know,
now when that happened, were you already like walking, or were you still at least at the bar where you could like sit and still like eat and enjoy yourself?
No. So we had quickly finished our food and my beers, and we paid the check and we got up and we started walking toward the gate. Cause we were at, I don't know, just for example, we were at like gate S and we had to go back to gate B, right? Like it was a super long hike to get back there. So especially with my parents, you know, they're both a little bit older. So, you know, it takes us a little bit more time, which is fine. So we finished everything up and we started heading that way. And that's when I got the other text and I was like, God damn it. So anyway, regardless, I went and found another bar and just kept drinking beers, but
don't blame me at that point. I mean,
what are you going to do? You know what I mean? What are you going to do? It's just, I don't know. I understand that there's a pilot shortage, right? We know that. That's been in the news. Everybody knows. I get it. But you don't see other airlines doing what American Airlines did. I'm sure flights are getting canceled on some of the other airlines as well. But when I tell you the customer service was shit, the flight itself was shit. I will never fly American again. Won't happen.
You know, that's kind of surprising. Like I've flown Delta, I've flown American, I've flown United. To me, United was always the worst flights I'd ever been on.
Yeah.
American was always fine. Like I preferred Delta, but you know, I would fly American. But yeah, some things I've been reading was that, you know, Southwest is having cancellations, but you don't have like, you don't hear horror stories about people being rude or anything like that.
Right.
Delta, you're hearing less as far as cancellations, you know, and you don't hear anything about people being rude.
Right.
But if you go back and look at all those people, all the fights and stuff that were happening on planes and people being escorted off.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, a majority of those stories came from American Airlines.
It's possible.
Which now makes me wonder, are they agging people on so that they get people off the flight?
I mean, I don't know. I would hope that's not the case, you know, just because I mean, you never know. You never know. I just, you know, oh God, man, it was one of the worst experiences of my life. Michigan was a great time. Saw family we haven't seen in over 20 years. I saw friends I haven't seen in over 25 years. It was amazing. Drank some craft beer. In fact, I'm wearing my Founders brewery t-shirt tonight for the podcast. Founders is one of my favorite breweries. We got to go visit that while we were there, which was great.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyways, that's my long-winded 8-minute airline story. Jesus. I just looked at the time and it's like 13:20. I'm like, shit, I've been talking forever.
You had to get some things off your chest, man. And you know, but it kind of leads us into kind of the topic we wanted to discuss, which is, you know, apartment life shenanigans. And
I mean,
you know, we were thinking about going with this, huh?
It's close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where I was thinking about going with this is the what the fuck moments that happen when you're living in an apartment and the horror stories, right? Which your bad flight kind of plays into it. It's just apartment life.
That's true. That's true.
So I'm going to kick us off because I think I got two really good ones here to kick us off with.
Okay.
So recently, me and my wife had to go purchase some Ring cameras for the apartment because of something that happened a few weeks ago.
Did somebody take a shit on your doorstep?
No.
Damn it, that would be funny.
So it's funny. I'm you know, working from home, and I'm on meetings and stuff, and all of a sudden, my wife starts texting me. And I'm like, well, can it wait till I get a break in between meetings or something? And I'm looking at it, and she's like, you need to come and see this. And so this is what happened. This girl comes walking in between, and the way our apartments are set up, my wife's on our balcony, and right across the way, like maybe a car lane width between the two buildings, maybe a little more.
Sure.
You know, there's another building right there. This girl comes up, starts looking around, looks directly at my wife. My wife's kind of working on the patio, just chilling. Spider-Man climbs up the building by the gutters to the third floor, climbs over that balcony, and tries to go in through the sliding glass door. Well, it's locked. So then she comes out, stands on the air conditioning, reaches around, lifts the window up, and crawls in three stories high, crawls around like hanging, and climbs into the building. Shuts the window.
Does she live there?
You know, when something like that happens, I'm thinking, you know, if it was the ground floor, maybe you forgot your keys or you locked yourself out. But when it's three stories high, wouldn't you go to the office and say, hey, I locked myself out. Can you let me in?
Yes, I would do that.
So my wife calls the office. Come to find out, those people had been evicted. The girl wasn't even on the lease. She was like a girlfriend or a side piece to this guy or something who used to live there. And so I guess she left some clothes in there that from a legal standpoint, she wasn't allowed to have access to. And so cops get called. So the story gets better. Cops get called, right?
Okay.
They go into the building. They can't find anybody. Nothing. Zero. Nobody there. So.
What?
They sit there and look at my wife. They said, did anybody come out? And she goes, I haven't seen anybody come out. So they had someone from the apartment go around and stand outside. And they start going through every cabinet, every drawer, like everything. Go to the bathroom. They open up the cabinet underneath where the sink is. Guess what's there?
The girl.
Naked with her clothes sitting in the sink. Like she was hand washing her clothes in the sink.
What the fuck?
Hiding, naked. And dude, I don't think I could fit my fat butt underneath the sink. And I'm only like 5'6".
What the hell?
Yes.
What kind of weird shit.
So, it's even better. They arrest her. And they come and get my wife's statement, and they said, yeah, you might want to go get you some cameras. Technically, legally, unless we can prove she took something, there's really not much that she can do. She's going to bond out and be back on the street. She's done this like 10 times. We know who she is. We know her by name. We call her, I think they call her like Crazy Mary or something. Like, something ridiculous. So, like, all right, let's go. You know, I don't want to spend the money, but safety. Got a family protect. So we go and get some Ring cameras, get them installed. The next day, my wife is coming up from taking the kids to school. And as she's walking, there's this guy, looks kind of like an unsavory type of character, starts following her up to the apartment.
You're kidding.
And no. And she's like, I think I've seen that guy with that girl before. This is what she tells me later. But she comes into the door, shuts the door. I'm at work, so I'm at the office that day, and she said all of a sudden the guy walks up, she gets an alert on her phone from the Ring camera, and all of a sudden he sees the camera, looks at it, and then turns around and takes off, and it freaks him out. Never see the guy again. Luckily, we got those cameras, because I think that probably could have been a bad situation.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, that was fun.
You better hope that motherfucker doesn't come up there again.
I don't, like, when he saw the cameras, it freaked him out. He was, like, hightailing it, like, and he's a heavy guy. He was holding his pants, like, wobbling as fast as he could away.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why am I not surprised?
So,
good God. That's insane. See, like, I've never had anything like that happen. I mean, we've had, like, well, okay. All right, this is good, because this just triggered something for me.
All right, what you got?
When we lived in Jack's and we sold the townhouse, we moved over to an apartment complex off of Kernan, right? Which those of you who live in Florida, I'm sure you'll know, at least in Jacksonville, where I'm talking about. Many of us.
And they're really nice apartments too.
Yeah, they're really nice apartments. Many of us partied there. Well, at least at the pool. We didn't do anything in the apartment. But regardless, anyways, I digress. So we, in our first apartment there, after selling the townhouse, everything was okay until this couple moved in upstairs. I will not go into it too deep, but there were several domestic violence situations that occurred. So we were on the second floor, they were on the third. And when I tell you, man, you could hear, I don't know if it was him hitting the wall or her hitting the wall, but somebody was getting thrown up against the wall. I mean, you could just bam pots and pans and bam, bam, you know, like punching and shit. I mean, you could hear it. Like, I'd be out on the porch smoking a cigarette and I could fucking hear it. Right. And so, like, we called the cops a couple of times and cops came out, went upstairs, did their thing, because they had like four little kids in that place. I mean, had to be from like 2 to 4, all four kids, like super young kids. That's a whole different story. I won't go into that because that really pisses me off. But, you know, like, they were just so out of it that, I mean, even like the dude smoked, what are the Swisher Sweets? Is that what those little cigars are?
Yeah.
Like, he would smoke those and he would ash them because we didn't have cement patios. It was slotted wood patios.
Oh.
So not only did he spill beer all the way down to our patio and the patio below, so from the third floor to the second, ours to the first floor, but there were Swisher Sweet ashes all on our back porch. Like, you know, where Zach was walking out. I mean, they'd be smoking pot on the patio, which I'm not against pot. That's fine. But don't do it in a fucking apartment complex with kids. Go out in the back by the grills and toke it up, man. I don't give a fuck what you do out there. But, like, just fucking rude. No regard for any other human around them. It was disgusting. It was disgusting, man. We ended up moving out of that apartment, that particular apartment, to another building in that same apartment complex, which they charged us $2,000 for.
Oh,
mind you, North Beach on Kernan. Yeah. They charged us $2,000 to move, even though there was like domestic violence up above, plus all that other shit. Anyways, but yeah, it's insane to me, man. Apartment life is not like, think about when we moved to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
Our first year there, really nice apartments, man. Really nice apartments. We did have one incident, I think, when, do you remember when all the cops swarmed into the front of the apartment complex?
Yeah. And they arrested that dude. Yeah. The helicopter was there and everything.
Yeah. Everything. It was a whole 9 yards.
It was like an episode of Cops. I remember that.
Yeah. It was crazy. So, but that was like the only incident we had, right? I mean, but everybody was cordial. Everybody was nice. Like, you know, it just goes to show you. I mean, nowadays, from apartments to airplanes to grocery stores to whatever it is, nobody has any regard for anyone else. And that's the fucking problem.
Yep.
Where to go? All of a sudden, everybody's entitled. Everybody's entitled to something. You know, I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that. You're not entitled to shit. You work for it. You work your ass off for it. I work my ass off for the shit I have here. My wife works her ass. You work your ass off. You know, our listeners work their asses off, right? Like, oh, see, here I go, man. I went in tangent and I didn't plan it, but it infuriates me, man. Nobody has any regard for anybody else.
Well, here's one that I've got. So we were here 6 months in California, new apartment. And no, maybe it was a year. It was between 6 months and a year. And all these college kids started moving in. I think it was at the year mark because things were starting to open back up.
Yeah.
And so these kids were having parties. You hear them loud, and they'd be loud all hours of the night. The kids would hear it come crawl in our bed because they couldn't sleep, and it would wake them up and stuff like that. So we dealt with that for a period. But there was one particular night that caught me off guard. And at first, I hear yelling and screaming. And I'm thinking, man, it's these college kids again. Like, come on, man. Like, it's 2 a.m. So I open up the window to try to see where they're at. And as soon as I open the door, I realize it's not yelling and screaming. Oh, no. No, no, no. It's the sound of people getting busy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Our neighbor below us, who no longer lives here, had a girl over, had his window wide open, and was going to town, and you could hear it going and going and going. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Very graphic, explicit language being said as this is going on.
Of course.
Really, like, and dude, you could hear it. Like, I shut the window. And you could clearly hear it, like they were getting louder and louder.
Yeah.
And like, I opened my front door to like be like, okay, how loud is this? Because I can hear it. Is it just because I'm above them?
Right.
And literally my bedroom's above like his bedroom.
Yeah.
I opened the door, dude. It was echoing all along the apartment complex. You could hear it all over our buildings.
Good Lord.
Crazy. Dude, this went on for like a half hour.
Damn.
And apparently, the girl had such a good time, she kept coming back, and this became a current on a weekly basis, like every other night, for like a month before he finally moved out. And it's like, dude, like, and it's funny because here's the other thing. You hear it going, they would finish, he shuts his window.
Yo, you got to keep that airflow, bro. You got to keep that airflow.
We got AC for that, man. Come on. Like, you get your window wide open, going to town, where everybody can, like, you're purposely, you want people to hear that. You want people to hear that.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Obviously. Let's be honest.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, God, that's too funny.
I think our worst experience in an apartment is as bad as those can be. Here's the worst one. And you probably remember this because this was hell. So we lived in this place, and there was a bunch of trees and stuff. This is when we lived across the street from the town center off Gate Parkway.
Oh, this was a townhouse, wasn't it? It wasn't an apartment.
Oh, yeah, it was a townhouse. It wasn't even an apartment. Like, yeah. We were renting a townhouse.
Yep.
Well, they cleared out the trees. They built this PDQ chicken restaurant. For those who don't know what a PDQ is, it's a chicken finger place. And when they did that, I guess rats and stuff started leaving the forest area and started coming into the buildings. Well, they hopped from one building to another, to another, to another, to another. Well, they hit into ours. We didn't know this at the time because we're renters. We're not a part of the homeowners association or any of that. We weren't in those meetings. And there's one night I'm hearing like scratching on the wall. I'm like, what is that sound? And I'm like hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. And I'm like, what is that? And all of a sudden, like, it stops. Don't hear it again. A few days go by, nothing. Like, okay. We go on a trip, we come back, come home, and I noticed little turds.
Oh.
I'm like,
I remember.
And then Jody said, you know, my wife, she's like, what is wrong? With like, she's like, the cat or somebody got to my back and there's like a hole chewed into it. And I'm like, oh no, we got a problem. Like, that's not the cat or dogs. And that's some type of like animal poop. So we go through and, you know, we put out mouse traps and everything. One night I hear the mouse trap pop. And we're just putting places we think they're going to be. We don't even know where they're coming from, where they're coming in and out of nothing.
Yeah.
Hear the mouse trap pop, go and look at it. Cheese is gone. Traps let off. Doesn't work. I'm like, all right, well, obviously this isn't a mouse. Go back to Home Depot. Get the rat traps. Get the long, sticky traps.
Yep.
Make a huge area from one place that I'm pretty sure they're coming in. Set the like the big traps like all over the place, put peanut butter in them. Well, apparently that deters it from coming one side. So all of a sudden, I hear the scratching again.
Oh.
And I go in, and all of a sudden, I hear pop. And I flip on the light in the bathroom, And all of a sudden, I hear a scurry. I go over to the toilet. It chewed a hole the size of a golf ball through the wall.
Whoa.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm. So then I'm like, all right. Read up online, take some of essential oil, peppermints, like put it on some like cotton balls, and I shove it in that hole. That the rat won't even touch that. Peppermint like burns your nostrils and stuff. So, all right, I know he's not going to come to the bathroom. Now I can't sleep. And they have all these homeowner associations meeting. Now they have people that are renting come in and talk about it. They're educating everybody, blah, 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 blah. They're putting out traps. All of a sudden, one night I get up and I hear, or no, the one afternoon we come home. It wasn't a night, it was the afternoon. We come home and all of a sudden I hear something moving and I see all the traps were disturbed.
Yeah.
Well, I guess between the traps they set on the roof, and where I'd plugged the hole, it only had one way out, which is where I set the traps, and it got caught on the sticky traps and couldn't move. But it had pulled itself underneath like a cabinet that we had.
No kidding.
And so I fish it out. It's still trying to move. I'm like, all right, let's put this thing out of its misery, dispose of it. My kids say, you can't kill it, Daddy. Like, yes, I can. Like, Yeah. Nope. And like, they're about to be in tears. Okay. Wrap it up in a piece of paper, put it in a bag, tie the bag shut. I'm like, I'm going to go find it at home. Dump that sucker in a trash can. Never looked back.
Hell yeah. Nope.
Whatever happened to it, it happened to it. I did not kill it. I promised my kids I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I think that was the most miserable experience because for a month I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And you would hear that thing in the walls and it would make you jump, or you would think you heard it in the walls. And it might not have been. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but you're hearing things at that point because you know what's there.
Yeah. That's insane, man. That's insane. We had Yogi visit us. I think I sent you a picture on WhatsApp.
Yes.
Yeah. Old Yogi Bear was back in the neighborhood.
Through your trash cans?
He was looking for them. He did not find them because he came on a Wednesday and trash was on a Tuesday.
Ah.
But
come on, Yogi. Got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
I thought you were smarter than the average bear.
Yeah. Yeah. So no picnic baskets for him this time. But yeah, he lives right down at the end of our street here, right next to the dog park. There's a little bit of woods back there. He's got a little, you know, bear made trail. And he lives back there, so I'm extra vigilant, you know, taking the dogs out for a walk. But, yeah, Yogi's back. I mean, we're also, what are we, in August? Yeah, we're in August, you know, so they're going to start, you know, September, October. They'll be out even more trying to find some food. But definitely ain't no rat, that's for sure.
You know, now that I think about it, there's tons of stories I have about apartment life. There's so many to count. But it's like, okay, what's worse? Like the shenanigans that go on when you're living or renting, living in an apartment, like when you're renting basically.
Yeah.
Or owning a home and the hot water heater goes out and something breaks or
the air conditioner goes out. Yeah.
Yes. Or you have a wiring issue and you got to have your house like partially rewired, or your bathtub floods and then you got to have drywall replaced. And
well, when you own it, you got to pay for it. When you rent it, the landlord takes care of it, or the rental group, whatever the hell they call them now. I don't
know. Property management.
Yeah. Property management. Yeah. Has to take care of it. So, but anyways, we are just a bit past our 30 minutes. So let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. I do want to thank everybody because we have seen listenership up, over the last probably month or so. So you're obviously telling your friends, which we really appreciate. You know, go to the website. We got a free Wix website that's out there, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all Misguided Shenanigans. What's TikTok? Yeah. We're on TikTok too, which I got to get better at. I was doing really well for a second and then I'm not doing it because I don't leave the house. So that's on me. But anyways, whatever.
I was doing better too. And then I got a job and now it's like, I don't have time. And it's like, you know, I got to get back to that.
Yep, exactly. But regardless, we thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoy it. Send us your feedback on Facebook, or I think you can comment on Spotify and Anchor too. And of course, YouTube, obviously we're on YouTube too. So thank you guys very much. On that note, my name's Nick. Peace out.
And if you're flying America, enjoy those shenanigans. Have a good night, guys.
Do. Later.